This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
You don't want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No, no, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
What are we doing here, Super Don? It's a holiday weekend. Well, it's the middle of a holiday weekend. What is wrong with me?
Robert, what holiday is this weekend celebrating?
Childbirth Labor Day.
It's Labor Day, so therefore, Day. Yes, shall we not labor on Labor Day weekend?
We are laboring.
There
laboring.
You go.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do? It's Labor Day.
If we change the accent on labor to labor, it doesn't sound... Labor? Well, it sounds... Yeah, labor. It's different. Okay, we're laboring on Labor Day. Welcome, my friends. We are on the air live next couple hours on GCN, of course, Natural News Radio, around the world, wherever else you are. Glad you are with us. 866-939-BELL if you'd like to be part of the show. Yes, you can. On Labor Day weekend, call in live. 866-939-2355. Why would you do that? I don't know. Maybe you want to talk about the CDC whistleblower scandal. Maybe you want to talk about curing cancer. It is the Cancer Control Society's annual convention in L.A. I wish I was there broadcasting live from that. But, hey, timing's not there. But it's okay because we have a roving reporter in the field. That's gonna be chiming in from the Cancer Control Society. Can you guess who it is, Super Don?
I believe that would be Ty Bollinger.
Ty, TMB is going to join us live from Cancer Control a little later. Also, we do have a guest at the bottom of the hour from England, jolly old cancer-free cannabis England. That's right. Yeah. Somebody's engaged in civil disobedience over there. Woohoo! Acting more like Americans. At least some, few, like the Rosa Parkses of the world saying, no, I don't think your prohibition against cannabis is working for me. And we'll explain why he did and what happened. And not only him, but a teenager that cured cancer as well. So stick around for that. 866-939-BELL. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. This holly holy day weekend, we are live on the air. Now, Brian Hooker updates before we get into the vaccine trials of Ebola. I talked with Brian yesterday. He presented at the Autism One conference that was piggybacked right before the start of the Cancer Control Society. And that's going on right now. And Brian's going to take some time off to be with his family. And it's just it's an overwhelming thing what happened since the revelations in his, not only his published peer-reviewed report, but the removal of it because of, oh my gosh, are there some things that are threatening public health because they're revealed in this. And information about the whistleblower, Bill Thompson, as well, because Brian has talked with him extensively over the last months, and the whistleblower not only acknowledged certain things specific to what Brian Hooker also revealed in his study, that is, the increased incidence and risk of autism in African-American boys given the schedule of the MMR shot on time, but also that femaris-containing vaccines cause tics. Again, another neurological phenomenon that the vaccine industrial complex, the CDC protectorate, does not want you to acknowledge or know. Not only that, you know, that indeed he confirmed to me that this man genuinely is trying to play a contrite, let's say, perspective. He was very troubled by a lot of these findings and the fact that they were swept under the rug and not reported, and that there may be more, in fact, more to come. Now, one of the things that was, I guess, a little bit controversial for some of my liberal friends who worship science as a religion.
You have liberal friends who worship science?
I know, that means I'm prejudiced against liberals, doesn't it? You're
just a likable guy. Everybody likes you. It doesn't matter. That's all.
Yeah. Do you remember that commercial about the grandpa and the grandson in a boat? And this was like a PSA from years ago about prejudice. It's like, yeah, I have friends. I have Jewish friends. Johnny's my Jewish friend or whoever. But Jacob's my Jewish friend. And the grandpa says, well, you're prejudiced because you don't look at Jacob as your friend, but as your Jewish friend. Right. I don't mean to say my liberal friends and my conservative friends. I'm only calling them out because of their penchant for worshiping the scientific community that is protected by regulators like the FDA or non-governmental organizations like the WHO. Protects the interests of the vaccine makers, the CDC, the WHO, etc. We acknowledge these conflicts of interest, yet they'll throw conflicts of interest at Brian Hooker because, oh my gosh, his child was injured by a vaccine. Therefore, we can't listen to anything he says about this issue. Yet he acknowledged in the paper that indeed he is. The fact that he was funded by Focus Autism to put out the paper, he revealed that as well. No issue. And the retraction on the paper is in violation of the standards of the very journal that published it, which is bizarre, but not, because of the threats, the pressure coming down from above. Now, the thimerosal-causing tick scenario, which is huge, it's acknowledged and scientifically validated, is something that they don't want to acknowledge either. So they're doing whatever they can to cause mass distraction, to denigrate the... Well, not only... Well, they're trying to ignore the whistleblower, but to denigrate the messenger, in this case, Brian Hooker. Why? You can't do that. You are not allowed to do that because you have, some skin in the game, so to speak. You have an injured child. But these... what would I say this? This cognitive dissonance, again, largely the left, not exclusively, on this, includes the fact that they say, well, Brian Hooker didn't reveal all of the data. Now, we have been on the record here, John Rappaport, Liam Schiff, and others have said, release all the data. But what I confirmed with Brian Hooker is that he cannot release all the data because there is a data use agreement with the CDC. But with the prohibiting it, he can't do it. But, the fact of the matter is he also said that there is a method that he has revealed, and that was revealed to him by CDC whistleblower, hashtag CDC whistleblower, Bill Thompson, that you two listening... Any liberal friends of mine who are PhDs, MSs, or whatever, it doesn't matter. You can request the full data set, and you can do the analysis yourself to determine statistical significance or relevance. That, guess what, Bill Thompson from within the CDC insists is very real.
Well, there you go.
That was another big part of my discussion with Brian Hooker. Again, there's going to be more revealed in the coming days, weeks, and months.
I would say the biggest development over this week has been not only just the revelation from the beginning, which when did we first start talking about this? Was it the beginning of last week?
A couple of weeks now it's been.
It was before that, right?
Listen, we were talking with Brian Hooker long before that about what was developing, what he was witnessing. Sure. It hadn't been published
but
yet.
But as soon as it hit, and then we were saying, what, come on, mainstream press, where are you? Why aren't you doing it? And it was just awesome to see the evolution of this as it went over time, where suddenly it was like, okay, now CNN is having to acknowledge it. Oh, look, now, Fox News made a blurb about it. I saw something on Yahoo Finance or something. There was an article there, which was actually a very fair and balanced article, believe it or not. But it was Yahoo Finance, which is kind of weird. Why would it be in the finance pages? But we've seen it. They've had to come out and acknowledge this. So I think that's quite a victory. For us, that they had to actually come out and cover it, even though they put their own slant on it. Now it's out there, and people are looking at it, they're asking questions.
Well, yeah, and the word on the street is that they're beyond very nervous. They're saying, we've lost control of the story. We've got irresponsible journalists actually covering it from all over the world. And I'm talking from within the mainstream now. They can't contain the story. So they're going to have to do what? What will they do? Ban the blogs? Shut down the internet? I mean, that's inevitably their last recourse and resource, and claim that this is a terrorist organization, that ISIS is now involved in confusing your mind to convince you that vaccines also can cause autism. And
I
the parents,
actually, heard
the children,
even Hitler got upset about it.
Yeah, Hitler was very upset with the release of this information. If you saw the YouTube, yeah,
I'm going to post that right now on social media. Yeah. So if you haven't seen this, it's hilarious.
Yeah, follow us on Twitter at RS Bell Media. RS Bell Media. Of course, we have the YouTube channel, RS Bell Media channel on YouTube as well. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. What about Ebola? Does anybody else find it interesting and a little suspicious that the first human trials on an Ebola vaccine are beginning next week? Oh. Do you know how rapid that is from the explosion in the media of, oh, my gosh, Ebola is on our shores. We're flying two people into Emory University Hospital. And then, you know, a couple of weeks later, they're ready to go to human trials on an Ebola vaccine. Does anybody else find that a little bit suspicious?
They're just very efficient, you know, and they were just very concerned. That's
they're
all.
They're just ready. They were just ready. Now, there are movies made about this stuff. You know, the controversies of, well, you know what I saw on Netflix the other day with my wife? We were watching a movie I hadn't heard about, and I don't even remember the name of it, but it was post 9/11, like a year later. It was about a pharmaceutical company who had a vaccine or a remedy or a drug, something that could cure this strange disease that was popping up everywhere. They claimed it was a new strain of something. And, you know, basically it turned out that one of the scientists was releasing this thing through the mail, like the anthrax scandals and you know, post 9/11.
Wow.
And they were sitting on the antidote. And so it was a play that the stock went up through the roof. They were going to sell the company, and it turns out there was some terrorism involved in there. But I find this interesting, and I'm not saying there's terrorism involved in this, because Ebola, as far as its manifestation, is very real. What I've argued for here on the Robert Scott Bell Show is that it has more to do with the same things that have been devastating the African continent for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. Lack of sanitation, hygiene, sewage, selenium deficiency in the soils causing selenium deficiency in the people there, and, of course, cellular dysregulation to the point of bleed-outs from within. They've lost all cellular, metabolic, and functional integrity. Yet they're searching for the vaccine because that's where the profit is, as well as recognizing that any vaccine given in the United States is protected from liability. So if this vaccine kills you or your loved one, You have no recourse to sue the manufacturers. Yeah, all you can do is hope that the taxpayer-supported fund on every vaccine through the unconstitutional vaccine court would rule in your favor. But what good is that when you've lost a loved one, or a loved one has been debilitated permanently, whether it be autism or who knows what this Ebola vaccine is going to do? Hey, there's good news today. It's not all bad news. There's good news on the curing cancer front. Is cannabis the new cure for cancer? We'll talk about it, a teenager and a UK man as well.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Is it happy time yet? I know. I was complaining we're working on Labor Day weekend. That's just how much we love healing and broadcasting. And I hope, I know you appreciate it. I feel it. I feel you. Oh, and a special shout out to Lori Harvey. She put the Robert Scott Bell Show on her race car. In fact, I forgot to post the images. We're going to have to add the images into the show notes. Lori, thank you. I think she's racing on Tuesday.
I have a confession to make.
You do?
I knew about this.
What do you mean you knew about this?
Lori and I were talking behind the scenes. She wanted to surprise you. Isn't that cool?
You know what was funny? I sent it to Ty Bollinger, the pictures. Right. And, of course, she also put drbatar.com and cancertruth.net on there. And immediately, Ty responds, man, somebody's really good with Photoshop. I'm like, no, Ty, that's real. No, because he's good with Photoshop. He assumed that wasn't real.
Lori had been working on that for quite a while. She was very excited to be able to do that for us. So.
Well, we're
thank
very
you,
excited. Go out there and win that race.
That's right.
The race is a long one. It's not just that quick one. It's to bring healing to those who are ready for it. Hey, Is it happy time yet?
I don't know. Is it?
I think it's happy time yet. It's time for an update.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Hello, my name is Dr. Green Thumb.
Yay! Yay! That is the theme song. It's time for a cannabis update. Woohoo! That's right, kids. It's time to recognize that the plants that God created are not there to kill you, but there to cure you. Help you overcome things like cancer. Imagine that. And that's what we're going to do right now. A great story here from Michigan, again, of all places. This is Alyssa Irwin. She's a teenager at 14 years old. She was diagnosed with terminal brain cancer and went to conventional oncologists. And this was a brutal cancer, absolutely brutal cancer. Her father, after getting the diagnosis and seeing how bad it was, so bad, in fact, they thought chemo couldn't even do a thing for it. He heard about Rick Simpson's Phoenix Tears Foundation through the Michigan Compassion Group, you know, our friends at Michigan Compassion.
Yeah.
And they watched the documentary, What If Cannabis Cured Cancer and Run from the Cure? They decided to go for it, and they got cannabis oil for Alyssa. Again, young teenager with devastating cancer. I mean, it was a form of astrocytoma that had grown so intensely that they couldn't surgically operate. And they said that even doing massive amounts of chemo were likely not going to do anything for her. And so they got her the oil. They started giving her the oil. And how fast was this? After 5 days, let's see, she did 5 days of the chemo. She had such brutal nausea, she had abandoned the chemo and then went with the cannabis. Just so you know, you, let's say, scientific worshiper, she gave 5 days of devastating chemo a try. And then she said, no, this is not worth it.
Right.
And then she started taking the cannabis oil and peanut butter. She got her appetite back. The pain vanished. She could hold food down. She could operate like a normal teenager. And she went back for scans. That's right. She didn't abandon modern medicine. She still went in for the scans, but she convinced, at least they did not say they weren't doing the chemo through much of the tracking of this. And the doctor was incredibly excited to see that the quote-unquote chemo was working. But eventually, the doctor found out. And, of course, you know, the doctor is going to go, well, this was not proven. But I'll give the doctor credit for saying this. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
Now, that's a doctor.
Yeah. Now, I'll give him props for that. Rather than turning him in to Childhood Protective Services and then, you know, making a court case out of this. Because she continued to recover. And I think now they're reporting that there's no sign of cancer.
She's cancer free.
Cancer free. And that was January 2013. The year after starting this, the MRIs came back. Her scans were totally clear. No tumors, no cancer, nothing.
But that stuff doesn't work. But it doesn't work.
Of course.
No, it hasn't been proven. It's not proven safe and effective. There's no clinical trials. So therefore,
it's Schedule 1, and it must remain so on the federal level.
That's right.
So she wouldn't be alive if she went with chemo. There's no way about this. And, again, the question is, where do you stand? Do you still believe this is the devil's weed, curing cancer and other wonderful things? That's a question. You can answer it if you'd like to. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We've got a guest coming on from the UK. I hope we can really reach out to him because this guy, Mike Cutler, engages in some serious civil disobedience. For those of you listening through UK Health Radio, you're going to be keenly interested. He was featured in all the major media over there in the United Kingdom. An old guy did what? He did cannabis oil, and he also cured his cancer. We're going to hear directly from Mike Cutler after this break. Then Ty Bollinger reports to us live from the Cancer Control Society. We got vaccine issues. We got cancer issues. We're covering it all with you today. Stick around. Lots more to come.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts, explored, shared, and passed down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN. Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more.
Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory-authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Skulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Gottfeld.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Gottfeld.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Gottfeld Show.
All right, in July of this year, that's summertime in the Northern Hemisphere in the United Kingdom, in England. A major scandal erupted, and it had nothing to do with the royal family. I don't think it did anymore. This guy, Mike Cutler, diagnosed with liver cancer in 2009, given a liver transplant. In late 2012, he learned the cancer had returned in this so-called used replacement organ. And rather than just acknowledge that and die peacefully, maybe not so, via oncology or whatever, he said, I'm going to try something else this time. And according to the news reports in England, Mike Cutler made some cannabis oil. He distilled himself to cure himself of terminal liver cancer, and it turns out it worked. It worked. And the news stories all over UK were ablaze with this story, no pun intended. And we've got him right now talking about his story. Mike Cutler, God bless you, my friend. Thank you for being on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Now, the scandal, curing yourself of something that is not approved by the National Health Service in the United Kingdom. Have you been imprisoned?
No.
No. All right. You're still free to roam about the British cabin. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, but, so am I.
And you're alive. You're wearing your Earth suit, and it still functions thanks to the cannabis oil. What can you tell us about this discovery, your movement into this, and then the response from England, the media, maybe the regulatory authorities?
Oh, well, I discovered it by chance. It was I was searching the internet, and I came across Rick Simpson and Phoenix Tears, and I saw what he was doing, and he was telling the stories of the successes that he had, and at first I didn't know whether to believe it or not, because if it was true, why wasn't our government or our health authorities using it?
Mm-hmm.
But then I looked at the political side of it and realized that if I was going to do this, I was going to be breaking the law and become a criminal. So I thought, well, I'm going to do it. It's my life. So I took the bull by the horns, and I acquired some cannabis, and I extracted the oil from it, and I started taking the oil. And it was an amazing experience. At the time, I was on between 280 and 300 milligrams of morphine a day for the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Within 3 days, I just stopped taking the morphine.
You know, that sounds a lot like the teenager story we just covered out of Michigan. Within 5 days, she was off of all of her pain meds. And,
yeah. You
know, that goes to the heart of a lot of the research into cannabis and its ability to reduce, manage, eliminate these pains without intoxicating the very liver that you're trying to save that was given to you because the previous one just went kaput.
Yeah. Yeah. Lost my thread for a minute. Sorry.
That's okay, Mike.
I went to the doctors and I told the doctor that I was taking this cannabis oil. And he said, well, what about the morphine? I said, well, I've stopped taking the morphine. And he was more concerned that I wasn't having withdrawal symptoms from the morphine than he was concerned about me taking the cannabis oil. And he made such a scene about it. I was dumbfounded. You know what I mean? he didn't condone or didn't anything about the cannabis oil at the time. So we just came home, you know, and I just carried on taking the oil.
Right.
And the next thing, there's a couple of months down the line, I started what I thought was coughing up blood.
This is an interesting part of the story. Normally people would panic, but at what point did you recognize that this coughing up blood may be a detox reaction, removing these poisons and these wastes from your body?
Well, I didn't realize until after, because I thought, oh my God, something's gone seriously wrong, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So my wife took me back up the doctors, and I took a sample up, and he looked at it, and he said, well, I don't know what it is, but he said, whatever it is, it's not blood. He said, I think we'd better get you back in to the main hospital for a biopsy and see what's going on. And then I got sent home again. My wife went out and bought a microscope and some software, and I plugged it into the computer, and I took a picture of it, and I searched the internet for a similar photo. And when I found it, I was absolutely shocked. It was a dead cancer cell. And I'd been spitting these out, going to the toilet, and getting rid of them. I was just amazed.
Mm-hmm.
And when I finally did go back to the hospital and had the biopsy, and then we got called into the office, and my first words were when we got back, I said, what about the cancer? And they went, what cancer? It's gone. Well, you can imagine how I felt.
Well, Mike, even before you heard those words, you know, the cancer is gone, how were you feeling? You know, what were the, because you said you were already off of the painkillers. I mean, were you feeling okay, or were you still feeling
sick? Yeah, I was feeling really good, you know. Okay. I was so bad, I was bedridden. And mm-hmm. with the amount of morphine that I was taking, I was like a dribbling idiot, really.
Mm.
And, you know, I suppose, it took about 3 days for me to stop taking the morphine, and I suppose that's when my head started to sort itself out again, you know. And but bearing in mind I'd been in bed for about 6 months, and all of a sudden I was out walking my dogs again, you know.
Right. We're talking with Mike Cutler. He was featured all over the UK media, and maybe still is, in July, with his story of overcoming liver cancer. The second time, he already had a liver replacement surgery, and he did this with cannabis oil. And typically when you have an organ removed and replaced, they'll put you on anti-rejection drugs, which are immunosuppressive. Are you still having to take immunosuppressive anti-rejection drugs?
Yes, I'm still taking those. I thought about maybe stopping it, but then I'm a little bit worried about, well, maybe, you know.
Sure. But you know what's stunning about this, Mike, is that here you have a drug shutting down your immune system, which by definition is your defense against cancer, right?
Yeah.
And you have cancer manifesting. You're still taking that drug to stop your immune system, but you get on the cannabis oil, and you still overcome the liver cancer. It's almost inconceivable. But yet you're living proof of this. They've had the analysis, and they say you're cancer-free.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, have you gotten a call from Prince Charles, or have you gotten a call from the UK police force saying, hey, you better stop taking this stuff?
No, I've heard absolutely nothing. And I've actually... we did a video called A Glimmer of Light documentary, and that went on YouTube, and I actually said on there that I actually grow it, and I make the oil from the plant, and I help other people. And I haven't to this day had any knock on the doors, but I've been expecting it, but it hasn't come.
I imagine that you're known now somewhat. I don't know if you've been on any of the video TV type shows on BBC or otherwise to cover this story as much as the print journalists. But maybe they don't want to make a martyr out of you if they were to arrest a 63-year-old man who's now cancer free due to this plant.
Well, yeah, yes, that could be something. Because since my story, there's been a lot more stories coming out, and I've also helped formed the United Patients Alliance. I believe you've got some over in America. And we started one up here. And there's lots of patients coming forward now saying, look, we use medical marijuana and for various different ailments, from epilepsies to cancer to... inoperable brain tumors. You know, I've made friends with somebody now that's he's had an incredible journey with cannabis oil, with a huge brain tumor where they had actually cut away some of his brain and a skull, and they couldn't cure it, so they left him to sort of die, and the oils just kept him going. It's incredible stories.
Hmm. And this next phase for you, I mean, listen, you've been given a new lease on life, perhaps. It sounds like you are becoming somewhat of an activist. Do you have family members that are supportive of you, or there's now some family members that don't want to claim that they know you anymore because they're afraid of what you've done?
A bit of both, but the closest family, they're very supportive. I've moved from where we were living, and I've moved to a different part of the UK. I'm actually in Wales now, and I intend starting up a United Patients Alliance here. And we're really going to plug to get these laws changed, so people that are ill can take this treatment without fear of prosecution.
I read a story about somebody like a Johnny Appleseed in Britain that's just planting cannabis all over the sidewalk areas around Britain. Has there been any more stories about that?
Civil disobedience. There's a lot of cannabis clubs all across the UK that have sprung up, and they're all doing it. they're handing seeds out to all members and just saying, just throw them anywhere. There's just cannabis plants springing up everywhere.
Beautiful. Well, I am curious from across the pond here, because we're seeing the blowback and the pushback from the people in America, the states over the federal government, to say you have no authority to ban this plant. It's helping us. It's curing disease. It's reversing. It's relieving suffering. And I want to talk with Mike Cutler a little bit more from England and after the break about this movement in England that seems to mirror what's going on in America and perhaps much of the world, as we wake up to recognize this plant is not the devil's weed. It may in fact put the real devils out of business, those who poison people for a living in the field of allopathic oncology. Stick around, the Robert Scott Bell Show going global here. Mike Cutler continues with us from England after
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
All right, next hour, Ty Bollinger joins us from the Cancer Control Society in Los Angeles. Obviously, we've got some thematic elements going here. Mike Cutler continues now from the United Kingdom, talking about it's really a heartwarming, uplifting story if there ever was one. At 63, he's alive and well despite having a liver transplant and being on immunosuppressive drugs. He went on the cannabis oil and cured the cancer. No sign of it, according to the medical authorities there. And he was featured in newspapers all over the UK, and it's gone somewhat global. Obviously, we've connected and talked about it, but now we've got him with us a few more minutes. Mike, I mentioned the economic war that this is about. This really isn't about compassion and whether or not cannabis heals. It's about controlling the economic monopoly of modern medicine, is it not?
Yes, it is. Yeah, definitely. GW Pharmaceuticals is one of the biggest companies over here, and they've got a monopoly on... they've got a license to grow 20 tons of cannabis a year, and yet it's an illegal drug. So, and they're producing, they're extracting the oil from the cannabis plant, making sativex, and they're selling it on the open market, and they're not really giving it to anyone on the NHS over here, although they say they are, but they're not. I don't know anybody that's managed to get hold of it. And what they charge the NHS £125 per 10 mil of this stuff.
Wow.
And I could produce probably the same amount for a couple of pounds. About $3 your money.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, the desire to grow food has been something that, you know, I've said we've got to rekindle in people all over planet Earth who've relied upon international sources, genetically modified sources, pharmaceutical sources for all of this stuff, because we don't have pharmaceutical drug deficiency diseases. We've got nutrient deficiencies that are very real because of depleted soil, et cetera. Cancer is evidence of toxicological overwhelming of the body, as well as detox pathways being corrupted and mineral deficiencies like selenium, et cetera. But for some reason, unbeknownst totally to us, even though there's a lot of science supporting it, we're learning more, this plant known as cannabis has been able to deliver substances and ways into the body that is reversing diseases that are supposed to be irreversible by, you know, modern medicine when they say, well, you don't have a cure. But here, take this chemo, which is available to you. Well, actually, it's not available to you because you don't have the money to afford it. So we'll spread the cost around for all of the people. And in the meantime, Big Pharma just profits handsomely while restricting access to it in the way that you've done it, Mike. As I said, you're engaged in some level of civil disobedience here in producing the oil yourself.
Yeah.
So where do we go from here, Mike? What do you want to hear? You know, we've got people all over the world listening and also your friends in the UK. How can they participate? How can they access this? How can they make it accessible for more people?
Okay. The United Patients Alliance would be one of the best options. It's www.upalliance.org. There's a website that's just been set up. We're reaching out to the people that are, have got ailments, and if they're not using the oil, we're helping them to understand it. If they are using the oil, then they can tell their stories. I've also put out there's some YouTube stuff going on, a glimmer of light documentary. Search that, see that. I've got a Facebook page, michael.cutler.56 on the Facebook. People can come to me and I'll send them information, especially if they're in the UK, because this is where we want to get the message out to. I think the United States is doing quite well at the moment. They're getting there, aren't they?
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, this is a big transformation, and it is a global phenomenon that will not stop. And your willingness to speak out and go public says worlds about your character and the challenges you've come through, not breaking you down. And, you know, your experience and your sharing of it is going to save a lot of lives. I'm certain of that already.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and there's a lot more people like me that I've relied on the system, and the system's let us down, and we're not happy about that.
No, but that's the theme of the Robert Scott Bell Show, is bringing the power to heal back where it belongs, with you, with the people, with Mike Cutler.
Yeah.
You've done it. And I hope that we can stay in touch as this story evolves and you continue to strengthen in your recovery, Mike.
Okay.
Friends all across the world, UK included, we love you. We appreciate you. This message of health, freedom, and healing liberty continues to grow. We're going to grow it onwards to the west coast of America next in Los Angeles with Ty Bollinger from the Cancer Control Society. In the meantime, stick around, folks. I'm here to remind you that the power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.